Because the worst thing is being fake. It's the worst thing. And we're living in a world where the better actor you are, the more popular you will be. And most of these guys are, of all men, most miserable.
Those who act very, very well, they are usually either on drugs or in rehab or in relapse. And we are bombarded by what is not real, even when they call them reality show. They are not real. God is looking for reality. If you are acting like a leper, you are a leper. The Lord knows those who are His. I don't. I see your actions. So why we took up leprosy today? Many of you travel a long distance. Many of you came here today because the Lord wants you to hear that. Because the Lord has something very special for you. Let's go to the book of Leviticus again. And let's look at chapter 11. And I want us together to read verse 45. The book of Leviticus, chapter 11. And we're all going to read it together, loud and clear. So you have your Bible open to Leviticus, chapter 11. And let's read verse 45 together. For I am... You said it. You said it. I didn't read it to you. You read it. So you're responsible now. You were called from the world to be holy. You were called from the world to resemble the Lord Jesus. This is not a status that are given to some people. It is not a decree that somebody going to make you saint or holy. And I'm talking in a practical end again. If you are set apart for God for eternity by the blood of the Lord Jesus, positionally you are. I'm not talking about that. What God is saying, I called you out of the world that you might be holy. So what is your purpose of life? If I ask every one of you now and make a survey, what is your purpose of life? Well, I want to finish my high school. I want to finish my college. I want to retire. I want it. That's your purpose of life, isn't it? Get the car. Get whatever. What is your purpose of life? Ask yourself in the presence of the Lord today that question. What is your purpose of life? It's to be set apart for God. And that's going to be while you are at school, while you are at work, while you are doing whatever the Lord have called you to do earthly wise, you are set apart for God. That is the purpose of life. That's your purpose of life. That you are set apart for God. So in every action of your life, in every circumstances of your life, you are called out to represent the Lord Jesus here on earth. That is your purpose. And if you lose sight of that, leprosy is going to come out. So let's look at why did we take leprosy today. Let's go to chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14. And this time I will read that verse. 57. Leviticus 14, verse 57, the last verse. Well, actually, I'm going to read verse 54, and then I'll read 57. This is the law for all manners of plague, of leprosy, and then I'll read verse 57, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. So as you sat here today, you were taught that there are certain things that are the manifestation of the flesh that's in me, and that's leprosy. It is a manifestation of activity, of sin, either it comes out through my thoughts, or through my action, or through my association. It is something in there, there is an engine working in there, that is producing either thoughts, or action, or association. And that's really life. It is, I think, therefore I am. I do, therefore I am. And I cannot live alone. I'm known with the company that I keep. That's you. That's you in a very basic way. Let's go back again to chapter 11 and verse 45. You are holy. I called you that therefore be ye holy because I am holy. So what is it? I have learned now that my thought, Colossians tells me where my thoughts, where my thinking ought to be. Because as a man think in his heart, so is he. It's the way you think. That's the way you act. Is sin controlling my thinking? Am I influenced by what I see day in and day out because it would influence the way I think? If you watch certain YouTube clips, if you watch certain comic, if you watch certain performance, it comes out from you. As you are sitting and watching and enjoying it and taking it in, it comes out. Sometimes without even you realizing. It comes in, it takes control, and it comes out. And therefore we are saying, learn how to spend time in the Word. I don't want to hear, I'm sorry, the stupid excuse. I have no time. I'm not a reader. You know, if God knows that we are not readers, He would have given us a different way to digest the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. That's one. There's a verse in Lamentation, and I'm not going to read it because time is gone, about the Nazarite, those who were set apart for God. It said there that they were not known in the street. Chapter 4, I think it's verse 5, in Lamentation. Those Nazarite who were separated for God as a result of sin, when you see them in the street, they weren't known. Their features have changed. Have I seen young people that grown up in Christian homes, that taught the Word of God, that when I see them in the street, you don't know them? The effect of sin on them, the conformity to the world, they just become like Samson. You cut my hair, I'll be like everybody else. And we wanted to fit in. So we wanted to be like everybody else. We wanted to dress like them. We wanted to talk like them. We wanted to live like them because that's a cool thing anyway. Why you want to be the odd one? You don't. We forgot completely that there is dignity. And there is honor that is bestowed upon you and I because you and I are resembling our Father. We are resembling the Lord Jesus. What dignity that when you walk here in the scene, just as Christ walked, or do you want the garbage of this world?